Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lykan. How may I help you today?
Yes, my name is Stuart Guthrie. I ordered one of your free watches, supposedly, with all I had to do is pay the shipping. And then it signs you into a consumer club store, whatever it is, and charged me $67 and something cents. Y'all put that in the terms and conditions. Y'all don't put it up on the deal where everybody reads about getting a free watch and pay the shipping. And if you would have put it in there, people wouldn't order your watches. I understand that, but at least if you would send out the watch and put that in the material that you send out, they wouldn't be duped for it. So I need to cancel my subscription to your consumer store or whatever it is.
All right, let me get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
78222.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
Guthrie. First and last name?
Yes.
First name is Stewart, Stewart. Last name is Guthrie, Guthrie.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
Pardon?
Verify your address for security purposes.
My address?
Correct.
5511 Bronco Village.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. I do see you did purchase the smartwatch originally for $5.74. Is that correct?
Correct. I still don't have the watch, but I did.
Let me see. All right, yeah, it's showing you expected delivery date is June the 14th by 8 p.m.
Okay.
Okay, so basically what happened is, looks like, let me see. They give you 4 days to cancel the watch, and then whenever it's not canceled, they bill you the $67.32.
They give you 3 days to cancel the watch?
4 days.
4 days to cancel the watch. Well, it didn't say anything about 4 days to cancel the watch.
Yeah, that's in the
terms. All I got was an email out that said you ordered a watch, and that was it. Didn't say anything about canceling anything. Then when you read the reviews, it doesn't say anything about once you do get the watch, you're going to be put into a club that charges you $67 every month. There's no mention of that at all.
That's under the terms and conditions.
Pardon? Yeah, it's in the terms and conditions. But how many people go down there to read that before they see that they're getting a free watch? Supposedly that the company wants, it's overstocked that the company wants to get rid of, and instead of destroying it, they're giving it out. What it says on the promotion. Doesn't say anything about joining a club at all. And then when you read the reviews, nobody in the reviews says anything about joining a club. And I think that would have been mentioned in the reviews if somebody was honest on the reviews. But if you don't use honest reviews, you don't get that information.
Who told you about joining a club?
It says it in the terms and conditions. If once you order that watch, you have to be in this consumer department club or whatever it is, consumer discount store. A membership in the Duke Consumer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the discount shop.
Y'all don't.
Go ahead.
Correct. But y'all don't mention that up in the front, and nobody mentions that in the reviews of the free watch. They don't mention that they had to join a consumer discount store.
Yeah,
so it's very deceptive.
Yeah, they don't. You're right. They don't mention it. It's illegal.
They don't mention nothing. Exactly. Nothing. And then when you do get. You get a confirmation that you're going to receive the watch, but there's no phone number on there. There's no website, no nothing. I had to go back to the original deal and read through it again, and I clicked on terms and conditions, and that's how I found your phone number.
Oh, okay. Yes, Serbia. Like I said, you will be getting the watch. Like I said, yeah, the charge is for, well, like you said, the discount shopping where you receive a $125 voucher every month until you call in to cancel.
Well, according to what it says on mine, it says a $200 voucher. So everything is deceptive in there. Everything is one way or another. Then you don't even tell the truth whenever somebody calls in. It says $200 on mine. You're saying it's $125, which makes it totally different, too. So just cancel the subscription or the membership or whatever you want to call it in there. Cancel it today.
Yes, I can do that for you. And you said it's showing $200?
It says a $200 voucher every month. In fact, I can put you on speaker and I can read it to you.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, it says, I will also be charged, of course, on here it says $78.97, which you charge me $67.40-something for my first month membership within the next 72 hours, but with the free Platinum Multiple smartwatch and the $200 gift card to the best consumer gadget club on the web, it is costing me nothing. It says, I will receive the $200 gift card every month, and I will have access to direct from factory savings on hundreds of products. I will be billed $56.95 monthly for my membership.
Oh, no, which one are you under? Because it's a lot of different ones. Maybe that's a different one.
Well, maybe they should have a customer service for each one that they have out there instead of making a generic one that has covered 15 different things and have 15 different terms and conditions to read. On the top, I mean, they don't give, it says experiencegreatproducts.com. Platinum Ultra Smartwatch.
Yes, sir. All right, just let me know when you want to write down your cancellation number.
You can't text it to me? Hold on one second. Let me get in my notes. Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Our answer is going to be C as in Charlie. That's just for cancellation. It's going to be 260.
Okay.
546.
Okay.
368.
Okay. Is it?
Yes.
Well, I've got C. 260-546-368.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and what is your name?
My name is Laken. It's L-A-K-E-N.
Okay. I know what it is to work in customer service and have 50 customers call up and be rude to you, and I apologize if I sounded rude or anything. But it's just, I hate being deceived, and it's my fault for not reading through the terms and conditions before I made the purchase.
Yeah, okay. Trust me, I definitely understand.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Like,
are you so welcome, sir? You too. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great weekend as well.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.